Here is a very brief poem written as an elegy for a little girl who used to skip rope. I had to rewrite this poem about 25 times, which fact I mention not to brag about how hard I work, but to suggest that very often when you start writing a poem, some of us in the combined graduate poetry workshops were talking about this last night. I think you don't necessarily know what you're doing. And I certainly did not know what I was doing. Well, I knew that somehow there was something similar between the little girl skipping rope, the circles of the skip rope, and the circles of the earth as it turns. It seemed to me as if, in a way, all of us who are alive on this earth are doing something like skipping rope every day. That is, if the earth is circling us, or circling like a big skip rope, and we are skipping, we're trying to get over something. Each night, we try to get over the night. We go to sleep, and in the morning, the earth is there beneath our feet again. And so we keep skipping over the nights again and again and again until finally we get tripped up. Something like that. But it took a lot of versions to work this out into any clarity, and I'm not sure it ever became completely clear. Little elegy. Here lies resting, out of breath, out of turns, Elizabeth, whose quicksilver toes not quite cleared the whirring edge of night. Earth, whose circles round us skim, till they catch the lightest limb. Shelter now, Elizabeth, and for her sake, trip up death.